Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and today we have $16,000 Bitcoin, or we had $16,000 Bitcoin up until maybe 5 minutes or so ago. And this video coming on the heels of yesterday, where my discussion was, hey, we hit $12,000, and then we hit $13,000, and then we hit $14,000, and then we hit $15,000, and then we just hit $16,000. So what is going on with Bitcoin right now? What is happening? Why is it going through the roof? Want to talk a little bit about that, and a little bit of a, I don't want to say a conspiracy theory, but something just kind of overall I'm thinking might end up happening, or kind of how Bitcoin is pumping and what we might end up seeing. And a quick note too, want to apologize. Yes, during yesterday's video, I said I was going to go live for Crypto Happy Hour last night. Unfortunately, I have this thing called a job, and that job got in the way. So couldn't go live last night, but I will be going live this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So join me for Crypto Happy Hour. Maybe we'll be talking about $17,000, $18,000 Bitcoin then. Maybe we'll be talking about $12,000 Bitcoin again. Who knows? But want to talk at 9 p.m. Eastern time for Crypto Happy Hour. So take the time to join me for that. I'll schedule that in YouTube. And I look forward to talking to you then. But getting into the big subject of discussion today. What is going on with Bitcoin? Bitcoin is absolutely going through the roof right now. As I'm recording this, Bitcoin is at $15,950. It was at $16,000 a few minutes ago. Slightly pulled back a little bit there, but you're seeing an incredible run in Bitcoin. In the past 3 days alone, Bitcoin is up, let's say about 40% in 3 days, 39.5%, which is just nuts. Considering the overall size of Bitcoin's market cap, I mean, that's incredible. That type of movement, it's just been up and up and up. And even specifically in the past day, you know, you've had Bitcoin up in the past day, 23%. It's incredible to see. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And a lot of people, literally the video yesterday, I was talking about, hey, you know, is it too late to invest in Bitcoin? I don't necessarily think so. And then Bitcoin went up another 23% since I recorded the video. So that's pretty crazy in and of itself. But I think it goes to show too that a lot of, and we'll hop into on-chain FX here in a second just to see what some of the altcoins are doing, what some of the other cryptos out there. But this movement is not only, I think, bringing in a lot of outside money, a lot of new money into the crypto space, but there's also a lot of other money, I think, being sucked away from the altcoins for the time being. That money might go back into the altcoins with steam and with some power very shortly, but a lot of money coming out of the altcoins going into Bitcoin for this ride up and kind of propelling Bitcoin, it seems like, at this point in time from what I'm seeing here. So I'm going to pop out, head over to on-chain FX here, and look at the overall market capitalization. I mean, Bitcoin is up, according to on-chain FX, 20% in the past 24 hours, literally at its all-time high right now. Let's just refresh this data. Literally at its all-time high right now. Ethereum down, Bitcoin Cash down, Ripple down, Stellar down, Dash down, BitConnect up, but still down 5% on Bitcoin. Sorry for that. I had to do it. IOTA, basically everything in the top 20 is down, and down significantly against Bitcoin, like down significantly 10, 15, 20% against Bitcoin. So in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin has been absolutely crushing it, and everything else has been kind of sitting behind saying like, hey, you know, I guess it's your turn, Bitcoin, and I'm just going to sit here and wait for you to keep making money. So it's kind of funny because my overall portfolio, like you guys have seen previously, I will pop over to my portfolio in general. It hasn't changed since I made the other video 2 days ago, but fiat value is 58%. It's probably above that. It's probably about 60, 65% now with how Bitcoin has performed and how the other ones have gone down a little bit. But as I'm looking at that, it would have been a lot better to have 100% Bitcoin since December 5th. I would have done a lot better, quite frankly, but you know, hindsight's 2020, and that always, you know, sounds good in theory. But as I'm looking at a lot of this, a couple different things that I'm thinking about right now. So one possible, I don't want to say theory, but kind of one thought that's coming out of my mind is that, you know, right now the Bitcoin dominance is way, way up. Bitcoin's dominance was down to 50, you know, I don't know, mid to low 50s in the past couple of days. And that has spiked back up all the way to 60, you know, 65% or so. So a week ago, Bitcoin's dominance in the overall market cap was 56%. Right now, that's up to 63%. It's pretty incredible. I'm thinking, and who knows, this could be completely wrong, but I'm trying to do some research to see if this is, you know, possible. But I almost get the feeling that there is kind of a concerted run up to the Sunday night futures. And the second the futures end, almost like the fork, if you guys have been around for the, you know, the Bitcoin gold hard fork or the kind of Bitcoin cash hard fork, but there's always this big run up into these events with Bitcoin. And then like, as soon as the event happens, there's a sell off. And I almost think that there's a lot of people in some cases driving up the price. And granted, this could just be a lot of new money, but it could also be a lot of institutions. But I think that there could be a legitimate, could be a legitimate chance that there are some people just trying to drive up the price of Bitcoin going into the availability of the CBOE futures, and then 8 days later the CME futures. And then as soon as the futures get here, you could see some pretty significant short action on those futures, and that might be something. I don't know, I'm just kind of spitballing on that, but part of me is looking at this and saying, this is running up so hard so fast, is this sustainable? And if it is, that's fantastic. If it's not, then so be it. But I almost think that there could be, in a lot of respects, people just buying into Bitcoin right now to drive that price up a little bit. And the second the opportunity is there to short it, they're just going to short the living crap out of it and make a ton of money doing that. On the other end of the spectrum, though, if Bitcoin does have a significant pullback, that's a lot of I think there are a lot of people right now, and I'm looking at this, and everybody always says the altcoins are back. And then you look at it today and, are the altcoins back? Who knows? Some of them have been back in recent days. IOTA crushed it. Some other crypto out there has done really well, but are all of the altcoins back? Is it altcoin season? It hasn't been. It's been Bitcoin season. Bitcoin has been sucking up market share. But if you think about just the overall where Bitcoin has gone right now, if in the past 3 months, Bitcoin has gone from in the past however long, if you think about just Bitcoin in general right now, chart's all crazy here on me. But if you think about Bitcoin in general, we've had 50% corrections before. We've had 30% corrections before. We've had over 50% corrections. Even if Bitcoin corrects 50%, you're still talking about $8,000 Bitcoin, $7,000 Bitcoin. My cost basis, for a lot of new people, that would be pretty brutal. But for a lot of people that have been in the space for a while, the cost basis on that isn't that bad. Like, my cost basis in Bitcoin is well below $7,000, $8,000. Even if it corrects 50%, you're talking about $7,000, $8,000 Bitcoin. That's not that crazy, and it's not that unbelievable to think that that could at some point in time correct that significantly. And if it does that money go all the way back into fiat? Or if Bitcoin corrects, is that money going to flow directly into all of these guys? And when you consider the size of Bitcoin's market capitalization, when you consider how big Bitcoin's, how big Bitcoin itself is, you're talking about a $263 billion crypto. If billions of dollars flow out of Bitcoin due to a drop off and due to a sell off, whatever it is any of that going to potentially go into, is any of that potentially going to go into some of these altcoins? Because when you think about the overall size of, when you think about the size of these other cryptos, that money coming into that, that's a huge inflow. And that could potentially lead, maybe to a little bit of a return of altcoins having some sustained success. So I'm keeping an eye on that as well. As of right now, it would have been a lot better for me in the past couple of days, in the past couple of weeks, really, for the most part, to basically have a full portfolio of Bitcoin and nothing else. But just because that's the case doesn't mean I want to sell, you know, it doesn't mean I want to sell the other 40, you know, it doesn't mean I want to sell my Ethereum or OMG or Cardano or Vcash or Ethereum Classic or Zcash or any of those to, you know, continue to get into Bitcoin at this point in time. If anything, you know, now that I'm seeing these type of numbers, you know, down 25, 30% against Bitcoin, to me, that looks like an opportunity to hop into, you know, to hop in and increase my stack in some of these altcoins a little bit and just lower in at a, you know, better dollar cost average there. So I've been looking at that. Outside of that, guys, I'm taking a pretty firm look at what is going on. And I really do think that in a lot of respects, what happens with the futures is going to be really important and impactful. I don't think anybody can, you know, in a lot of cases, accurately predict what that new market is going to, you know, what that new market is going to specifically do for Bitcoin. But I do think we're seeing since the futures have been announced back in like October, we've seen an unprecedented run, at least in the amount of money that's come into Bitcoin. And I would just be cautious. I would just be cautious of getting in potentially here at the top and also selling too. I mean, it's somebody tweeted the other day. I thought it was pretty spot on. I forget who it was. It was one of the traders on Twitter, and basically just said, never exit all of, you know, never fully leave Bitcoin. So never sell all your Bitcoin, because there have been people trying to call the top at every single area, at every single point, which is why I've always been hesitant to do so, and why me, you know, calling the top right now or trying to call the top and unsuccessfully doing that has been a good thing, because I haven't done it, and because it's hard. Everybody else, you know, everybody out there, every trader, every guy on Wall Street wants to say, you know, this is the top, this is it. Bitcoin's unsustainable. Kitties are ruining blockchain, blah, 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 whatever it might be. And every time somebody's called the top, it's gone up and up and up. So I have just completely, you know, I don't want to call the top. And I'm not going to call the top. But, you know, when you look at the size of this run, it's pretty substantial. So as it keeps going up and keeps going up, I'm getting a little bit more nervous and more nervous. Granted, am I doing anything about it? Not right now. I'm thinking about the potential of setting some stop limit orders, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do, as of right now, I mean, Bitcoin is still something that I'm going to continue to stack. And it's less of, in my mind, it's less of setting stop limit orders to contain losses. And in a lot of respects, it's me getting fiat ready to go and order set if and when that dip comes, because that's when I want to, you know, if we've hit $16,000, will that be the all-time high forever? And I've said this for a long time. I don't think that $16,000 will be the all-time high forever. So if I can get into Bitcoin again at $12,000 or at $10,000 or at $8,000, I'm hopping in. And so I'm going to set those orders. I'm going to get the fiat ready in case there is a large scale crash, and I'm just going to continue to go in and go in and go in. So that's my overall thought process there. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on the overall market. Do you think it's going to continue to go higher? Are we set for a massive pullback here? Are we looking at a 30, 40, 50% correction? We'd love to hear your thoughts in general on that. And again, I will be going live tonight for Crypto Happy Hour at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Sorry about last night. Again, you know, got to pay the mortgage. So unfortunately, couldn't get that done. But looking forward to speaking with you all tonight, and I hope you have a good one. Peace.